This video is brought to you by Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community for creative people where millions get to explore together. Skillshare's got thousands of classes. As artists, you're going to love discovering topics in fine art, illustration, and more. Lots of Skillshare classes are under 60 minutes. With short lessons, you can fit them into the busiest of schedules. Our main website, artprof.org, is a really important part of ArtProf, so I thought it was about time that I got familiar with the fundamentals of UX design. I watched Intro to UX, Designing with a User-Centered Approach with Cynthia Moore. And it was with this class that I had an important realization that good, effective UX is about a holistic experience and about how you go from beginning to end. Skillshare is also super affordable, and annual subscription is less than $10 a month. The first 1,000 people to click the link in our YouTube video description below will get a free trial of Skillshare Premium.
Hello, I'm Professor Lou. Welcome to our live stream. Today we are doing a painting demo on how to mix flush tones with palette knives. If you would like to grow as an artist and you can't afford an art class, we've got everything you need here at ArtProf: critiques, tutorials, and professional development. I would like to say thank you very much to Windsor and Newton, who is providing all of the water mixable oil paint materials that we're using today. And also a shout out to Ampersand, who provided the clay board panels that I'm going to be painting on today. We are going to be doing today a self-portrait using only palette knives. And I have a couple of these paintings. I did these in the 90s as an art school student. And you can see it's only palette knife. The reason you don't want to have brushes is because brushes will distract from really putting all of your time and energy onto the color mixing. So even though we're going to be using self-portraits, observing colors in real life from a mirror, it's not really a self-portrait. It's really just about color mixing. So if you guys are worried about looking at yourself, because I know a lot of people that's not really the most fun experience, don't worry about it. That's really not what this is about. Okay, I lied. We are doing a little bit of brushwork, not very much, just to get out the specifics of the head first. And then that way we don't think about it. We can really just focus on the palette knife mixing. And it is helpful when you guys do your portrait that you add the neck and the shoulders. It's not an accident that I'm wearing a red shirt today. So you guys will see why that's gonna come in handy later. Because I was gonna wear black, but I was like, you know what? Color is not gonna come out as clearly if I wear a black shirt, because I will not have as many color relationships. Okay, so something really basic like this. I am going to do a 3/4 view. It depends on what you guys want to do. I do think that a straight on view is actually tougher. When something's a 3/4 view, it's a lot easier because things are a little bit uneven. And it just makes things easier to get, because when it's symmetrical, it's actually tougher. Also, you guys want to sketch in your hair. And I actually do have a whole bunch of videos on the structure of the head. So if you guys want to know more about the bony landmarks and how to go about building that, watch this Anatomy for Artists video. But for now, I'm going to keep it real simple. It's not going to be anything that's really going to look amazing, but that's not the point. The point of today is really mixing. We're trying to isolate that experience. It is not about likeness, so don't worry about that. And by the way, if you guys are new, I will be taking time to answer questions. It's just that I can't do that while I paint. So I will stop every now and then, look at the chat, and if you have questions, just go in and type your question in the chat and I'll get to it eventually. So don't worry about that. Now, what I'm doing right now is I'm just taking safflower oil. And I have it in this little squeeze bottle. So that way, when I put it on the palette, it's really clean. Sometimes people have those palette cups and I don't like those so much because every time you stick your brush in there, you end up making your oil paint and your brush a little bit grosser. Same thing with the safflower oil. So that's why the squeeze bottle is a really nice option. So I'm just going to go in here and just fix up a couple sections. I'm going to try to really show the three quarters view a little bit more deliberately because I think I did not add enough skull on this side. And whoa, what happened with that ear? That is very funky. So what you guys can do, just take clear safflower oil, dip your rag in there, and then you can, in essence, like erase from the panel. And I do think because we're only doing palette knife, it is better for you guys to use a panel because the panel's sturdier. You're going to find it easier to use with the palette knife. You can use canvas. I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying that I prefer the panel if I have one. Okay, I'm going to move my nose. Ooh, that is wonky. So those of you guys who are like worried about like, oh my God, I don't want to look at myself. Don't think about that. This is just using yourself as a reference. We're not really painting a self-portrait. If you guys think about it like that, it's a little bit less hard because yeah, I know it's, guys, it's a deep experience to look at your face for many hours. I mean, how can you not contemplate your life and mortality? And I know it's a little bit intense, but that's not the point of today. The point of today is for you guys to really learn how to mix colors. So try to put that aside because here's the thing. If you guys like really truly want to learn how to mix flesh tones, you can't do this from a photo. I know a lot of people will, and that's fine. I mean, if you really just can't do it, that's okay. That's your choice. But if you really want to see color, you got to look at it in real life because a photograph is not good for that purpose. So what I recommend you guys is not to say that you should never paint a portrait from a photo. It's just that you need the experience painting from light first. So you build up your skills mixing flesh tones. And then when you paint from a photo, you know a lot better what to look for. So it's not that I'm saying you should never paint from a photo. It's just got to start here. You got to start with life. And then you guys can segue to that eventually. It's harder. Painting from life is not easier by any means, but it will teach you way more about color mixing. Colors in photos are not good. They're all wrong. And they do not make things easy. This is hard enough. Like you guys don't need more challenges. So it might feel like painting from life is harder, but it is not. In terms of seeing color, it's going to make your life a lot easier. Okay. That might be enough just for me to get started. Although I think I squished my face. Yeah, I'm going to just take a minute and I'm going to just move the eyes up because I think that those are not looking so hot. I do have a tendency to squish my heads. So tell me in the chat, who here struggles with flesh tone? And if you do, what is it that you think you struggle with? Do you not know what to do with the lighting? Is it a mixing issue? Flesh tone is really hard. It is not easy, you guys. So I'm just curious to hear what are the specific struggles that people have with flesh tone. It's ongoing. Nobody ever figures it out. You can get better at it, but it is not something that you ever stop learning. Always going to be learning when it comes to flesh tone. I don't think I gave myself enough cheekbone over here. Sorry, the anatomy nerd in here doesn't want to leave this alone, but it's not really about that. And you guys will find once I start adding the palette, all this is going to start to go out the window. I just want to pull the proportions out a little bit more. Okay. I don't quite think, okay, I gotta start thinking. This is not useful. Okay, I'm just gonna briefly see what people are saying in the chat. Justin says, I always have way too much color intensity. Auntie M says, always buy flesh tone paint. Actually, I have a friend in art school. We used to make fun of him because he used to go to the store and he would buy this tube of paint. It was called flesh. And it was a peach color. I mean, there's so many problems with that. I don't even know where to begin. But we used to make fun of him for that reason. San K says, I know what you mean by painting from life. I have a friend who does amazing landscapes, but you can tell he draws from an image because it's always, quote, iPhone colors. You're not going to see the subtleties of flesh if you do it from a photo. It's just not the same thing. What you should do is both, okay? Do a lot from life, and honestly, just do a bunch of self-portraits. It's a little bit less fun than painting somebody else, but you're really going to learn how to mix. By the way, if you guys are wondering, the art supply links are in the video description below, so you guys can see the exact supplies I'm using. And actually, I'm going to try out this Winsor & Newton Impasto medium. I've never used this before, but especially for a palette knife painting, it might be nice in terms of building up the body of the paint. That might be really fun. All right. Neil is asking, how important is trying to replicate the colors as we see in real life? When I paint from real life and from pictures, I typically invent colors that aren't necessarily there. Should I stop doing this? I don't think so. Because I think it's easier to exaggerate colors and then tone them down than to try to get it, quote, accurate. Because here's the thing, if you guys try to make the colors, quote, accurate, most people have a tendency to underestimate the colors. So you actually end up with colors that are quite muddy if you take that approach. And I find some people will put down the colors and think in their head, oh my gosh, that is too much. But actually, it's just right. And you guys will find as I do the mixing that it's more about the color relationships than it is about the individual colors. Private account is asking, what do you think of taking a picture and eye-dropping the colors to understand the actual color and saturation and brightness levels, then trying to mix that with paint? I think that's a lot of work. I think that you're better off training your eye. You can try that, but in my opinion, that sounds like so much work for something that really is not a shortcut. It really, I think, actually is going to make it hard for you to rely on your eye, because then you're not seeing the colors yourself. You're using the eyedropper, and so you're in essence skipping the observation part of the process, which in my opinion is way, way more important. Okay, let's get started. I am going to begin by mixing the highlights, and just a warning to this stream, half of it is going to be me squinting. I know it's boring, but you know what? You guys have to really look. Really, I don't mean just like look. I mean like look. like before the stream started, I just was looking at myself in the mirror, not because I'm admiring my face, but because I was really trying to figure out the colors. You guys, like, look with me, okay? You might feel like, oh, Clara, this is boring. We're just watching you squint. But if I'm squinting, you should be squinting. So don't skip that. That half this lesson is learning how to see and how to really observe. Okay, I'm gonna just mix up a really boring basic flesh tone. I have a fairly light skin tone, although I definitely know from doing a lot of self-portraits, my skin is a little bit olivey, and you guys will see that reflected later. My basic skin tone, if I'm painting myself, I do a little bit of cadmium lemon, little bit of cadmium red light, and notice how small the quantities are. This is not a lot because the idea behind the mixing is that you can always add more paint, but if you get too aggressive and you add a ridiculous amount of those colors, then I have to add like a huge blob of white to bring it back. So that's the reason I do that. Now, another nice thing about this exercise, because you're only using the palette knife, there's no brush involved. You guys are gonna mix today. You're gonna mix way more than you typically mix, and that's good, because most of the time when people do painting, they really are not thinking about the mixing as much as they're thinking about the brushwork, which is fine, but if you don't have a ton of experience, the palette knife is the way to go. Like, here's a really good comment from Karen, who says, what are flesh colors anyway? It depends on so many things, so many people, so many colors, and then we have not even talked about lighting. Exactly. So I am using light from my window, and generally speaking, light from a window, you want it to be soft and diffused. You don't want that like bright direct light, which changes every 10 minutes. And in general, natural light is cool. And then what happens is the shadows are the opposite. So if you have cool highlights, you're gonna have warm shadows. Artificial light's different. Most artificial light has a yellowy tint. So you have warm highlights and cool shadows. Okay. And what I'm gonna do right now, I'm not even gonna start painting, I'm just gonna do this. I'm just gonna put a swatch there and I'm just gonna look at it. And now I'm looking at myself and man, my skin is really green. I'm gonna put a little bit of cerulean blue. Like I looked at this and I was like, whoa, that is like orange compared to my skin because my skin is very olivey. And again, I know sometimes people think, oh, well, we should all paint from the same model. And that is helpful. But the great thing about yourself, you're always available. Like if you guys really want to get good at mixing flesh tone, just do like 10 self-portraits. By the time you've done that, you're going to get really good. Okay. So now I'm going to put another swatch. Okay. You guys probably cannot see that so well. Let me actually zoom in so you guys can see that a little bit better. Okay. Now I know the color is not great, but you can already see this is a little bit more orange. This is a little bit toned down. Let's just go with that for now. And later on I can go in and fix it. So with this, you can just scrape it off, leave it like that. Okay. And I'm just going to put in a thin plane like this. You do want to go thin to thick. So I think what I'll do is later on, I'll add some of this impasto medium, but right now I'm not going to do that. Okay. Simple planes, and think about putting this down in different directions. I also have this palette knife. This is not really my favorite palette knife, but sometimes it's better when I want to do something that's not quite so long. So actually this one's not so bad. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, this is the one I prefer, but it doesn't matter. You guys can use whatever you want. So I'm just doing a quick pass. More squinting. Now see, down here, my chin is a little bit more pink. So let's take that same base color. And you'll notice what's nice about the base color, this is sort of like home base, okay? Like everything begins here, okay? So I'm gonna take a little piece of that like this. It's like a little bit of alizarin crimson. It's a little bit purpley. I know I look funky on the screen. I've got not a great, oh, that's probably too much. So let's put just a little touch of alizarin. Oh, that's way too much. Okay, let's put in a little bit more of the base tone. So what's nice about the base tone is now you know that every color that is mixed from the base tone has a relationship, okay? Because this is the same color, just has a little bit of red. So that, I think, does ensure a certain degree of cohesion. And isn't it nice just to use a knife and not have 1,000 tools? Tell me in the chat, who's enjoying the palette knife? And you know what? If you guys don't like your palette knife, if you're not friends, you got to become friends. Like, you got to really, like, a lot of people say, oh, well, I don't really like the knife. I feel that it's a very awkward tool. And I'm like, yeah, it should be an awkward tool. It's not a tool that a lot of people like right away. It takes quite a bit of time. Actually, I see a little touch of that pink up there. Actually, here, the creases. And there you can see a little bit more. It's really green up here. Sheesh. Guys, I am like an olive. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mix a little bit of this. Let's add like an olivey green. So I'm going to do some cerulean with a little touch of raw sienna. Oh, that's too blue. The raw sienna is so weak. You're such a wimp, raw sienna. Thank God, you got to learn to stand up for yourself. Okay. Does anybody here talk to their colors? That's what I do. I was like, Prussian blue, we're not going on a date today. I'm leaving you home. I know that ultramarine will be nice to me no matter what. Okay. So up here, I add a little bit of green. And it's not a huge difference. But you definitely can see it there and there. So who here is having trouble seeing the color? If you are, tell me in the chat. Now, this is what you guys need to do. If you're having trouble seeing color, look at the color in relation to what's next to it. Okay? So everybody see my forehead? I look at my forehead and I'm going to squint. I'm going to say, what does the color on my forehead look like in relation to the color on my chin? So if I look at that color relationship, my chin is just a little bit more red than what's happening up here. Okay? That's how you guys get the color relationships. Don't just look at the forehead and say, oh, let's try to mix this. Don't do that. You mix this and then you say, which is more red, which is more green. Okay, now I have a little bit up here. I'm not gonna do more because I need to get the neck. Now, this is what I want everybody to do. Let's do it together, okay? Look at the color of your forehead and compare it to the color on your skin. So there's this like highlight here, okay? Now, if I look at this color compared to this color, like really look. Sorry, I'm gonna be saying that word 8,000 times. To me, my skin highlight down here, it's a little bit more yellow and it's a dull yellow. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that base color of my forehead. I'm going to put raw sienna. You kind of let me down. So I'm going to add some cadmium lemon. Although that might be a little bit too harsh. Let's just see what happens. Oh God, that's so yellow. I don't think I like that. Ugh. Let's just try it. Let's just see. I'm going to zoom out just a little bit. I'm just going to put a little swatch here. Actually, that's pretty good. You know, on my palette, when I mixed it, I was like, oh my God, that's too much yellow. But when I put it on the painting, it actually was okay. So that's another thing, is like testing swatches. Not just mixing and painting right away, but like looking at this and saying, well, how does this down here look compared to this? Relationships, guys. Don't think about individual colors. That is the kiss of death, okay? I'm going to zoom out so I can see better. Okay, so this yellowy color, which I didn't like at first, I'm going to spread it out like that. I'm putting it on pretty thin because probably there'll be other things to add. And actually, I'm looking up here. And if I look at this tone compared to this tone's a little bit more red. So I'm going to take a little piece of this color, which I already mixed. I'm going to put it here. It's a little bit more alizarin. It's sort of like a cool red. So let's just mix that up. That might be too much. And let's see what this pink looks like on that shoulder. That's terrible. Okay, so let's scrape that away. That is way too pink. Terrible. Maybe it's a little purple. Let's add some cerulean. Actually, no. Let's use ultramarine because that's a little bit more cool. Okay, now value-wise, this mixture is way too dark. I don't want that. See, like if I put this here, that looks terrible. So what I'm going to do instead, I'm going to take a little piece of this. I'm going to take quite a bit of this and we're going to mix this together to make it a little bit lighter in terms of value. So let me just take my knife, scrape that away, and let's try this color. Put that there. Okay, it's still a little bit dark, but I'm going to leave it because I think I would rather it be a little bit too dark and then I'll burn it down later on. Okay, now we need to put in the hair, the background, and the shirt. A lot of people think, oh, well, we just need to do the flesh. You don't need to just do the flesh. You got to do everything because you know what? The magenta color of my shirt, that's going to affect how the skin tones work. Okay. So we have a comment from Maria who says, I'm not really sure that self-portraits alone would help me because I'm pale. And when I see pale people, it's easier to see the colors, but darker skin is super hard for me. Oh no, you cannot live on just self-portraits. It's just that the seeing part and just the sheer practice and logging your hours, that's a good place to start. Now, beyond that, of course, you need to start doing other types of skin tones, but it's not always easy to get a model. So that's what's really difficult. BJA says, I struggle picking my palette. Like with color theory, do you use the primaries, Zorin CYM, or making my own? Is this all preference or am I just missing something? It's really preference. My thought is to experiment with a bunch of colors. I think if you don't know where to begin, what I have is a pretty good, very lean, basic color range. Because sometimes people go in and they don't have a lot of experience and they have like six blues. I think that's very confusing because if you have fewer colors, you'll have a less difficult time replicating a color because you're like, oh, there's only that many colors. It's probably fairly straightforward how to mix something again. Now, if you have six different blues and six different reds, it's like, oh my God, what is the combination? So I like having two yellows, two reds. Sometimes I skip burnt sienna. I'm being a little lazy today, so I have burnt sienna, sometimes burnt umber, and I have cerulean and I have ultramarine. And I like these because it's two reds, two blues, two yellows. It's a nice like base foundation to start with. Hutchin says, I'm painting with you now. Awesome. Yeah. And I hope you guys are painting with me. So fun to paint with all these people from across the world. And Hutchin says, always nice to have company with me. How will you guys celebrate when you hit 100K subs? We're getting there, guys. I think we're at like 91.4. We're like so close. So yeah, if you guys have ideas, what do you want to see us do when we hit 100K? Because that's pretty exciting. I remember the days when I was like, yes, we have 17K. And now I'm like, we just need 9 more K. Rachel says, I've always loved the way purples and blues look in portraits. That is so much easier to achieve from life. You know, it's a great example, you guys. Here in Utah, we're surrounded by mountains. And oftentimes there's bright, direct sunlight on the mountains. And so there's these really huge shadows on the mountains. And I have looked at those mountains and thought, oh my God, that is cerulean blue. Like it's so blue. Even if you're not trying, you will see blue. It's so obvious. Now I'll take a picture of that same mountain and the shadow looks gray. That's the difference between in real life colors and looking at a photo. It's just not the same thing. Adelash says, can Alex have a clean shave? Maybe we should all cut our hair. Although I don't have a lot of hair left. to get rid of. So we'll see what's happening. Jazz is saying, starting with Grisai or Brunei portraits for me was so helpful in making a successful portrait. You guys can definitely try that. I was not good at that. Grisai just made it harder for me because I am really bad at not making things muddy. And so it was harder for me. But if it helps you guys, go ahead. I'm afraid of too much white and try to mix my shadows with no white at all. Is that a mistake in a portrait with strong light and shadow? Not necessarily. It depends on the situation. I rarely don't put white in the shadow. I mean, it would have to be like black for me to not do that. You guys will see what I end up doing here. Dara says, Raw Sienna is like an admin assistant, holds everything together, but you don't know it's there until it's gone. Oh my God. Jeez, I feel really guilty now for talking to Raw Sienna that way. That's so mean. Okay, we're gonna we're gonna do my hair because my hair is like a major value shift. If I look at my hair, I think I'm gonna start with ultramarine. And actually I need to get a razor scraper. What I really need is a glass palette. Guys, this week was rough. Tell me in the chat, what kind of week did you guys have? I worked myself too hard, which is saying a lot because I'm a workaholic as it is, but I overdid it this week. And guys, I paid for it. I mean, I knew it was bad because yesterday I just collapsed. I collapsed and I took a 3-hour nap. And I was like, okay, Clara, you can't work like that. That's not good. I'm going to put a little bit of burnt sienna because I think the alizarin is a little bit too strong. And I want to tone down the blue, make it not quite so dramatic. Maybe a little bit more burnt sienna because burnt sienna is basically a darker version of orange. So here we have an orange-blue complementary relationship, basically. Okay, so again, we're just going to put down a swatch. Ooh, that looks terrible. I think, oh my God, why is that so gross and gray? It didn't look gross and gray here. What did I do? Maybe I should put more of that alizarin crimson in. Okay, let's just scrape that off. All right, let's put the alizarin crimson back. I think I overdid it. I think I put too much burnt sienna and it just got really desaturated. Okay, let's try that again. It's a little hard for me to see. There's a little bit of glare. I'll put some down here at the bottom so I can see better. Ugh, that is way too blue. I need more alizarin. God, I was stupid. I was like, there's too much alizarin. And now I'm like, I need more. It's back and forth. When you guys mix colors, it is not linear. You're going to add a color, you're going to take it out, you're going to put it back. It's all trial and error. You know, when you guys ask me questions, I really do wish I could just say do this. But most of the time I end up saying, it depends. It's a really frustrating answer, but it's true. Everything is case by case. You can't really get things to be so straightforward. Okay, let's add a little bit more here. Yeah, that's better. Everybody see how different that is? Let me zoom in. Hopefully you can see a little bit more. I'll just go up to the section with the hair. Okay. And I am looking at value here. So let's put in the darkest sections first. Oh, I need to scrape this off. Gross, yucky, gray. Okay, so there's a lot of dark here. There's quite a bit here. So does everybody see how it's not really a self-portrait? You're just using yourself as a model. Those of you who are like worried about, oh God, I don't want to paint myself, don't think about that. Ultimately, it's just about looking at colors. That's all you're doing right now. I guess back here, Okay, I gotta look at the highlights of the hair. Let's see what that is. Okay, I see a little patch of dark, so let's just get in that from a value standpoint. My hair is kind of a mess. I have to have hair that I can just like roll out of bed. Like I cannot be bothered. Okay, does everybody see? Oh my gosh, it totally changes the color relationships. It's not the same thing anymore. These flesh tones, they look really pale now. They didn't look that pale before, but they do now. Okay, let's look at the highlights in the hair. And it's easy to look at the highlights in the hair and say, oh, it's gray. It's not, though, for me. I mean, my hair is a little bit brownish, so I think there's a little bit of brown up here. So I'm going to take some of this color. I'm going to add a lot of burnt sienna. And, well, I don't know. It's like brown up here, but it's blue down here. So I'm going to take the burnt sienna I'm going to put like a little spot of burnt sienna up there at the top. Oh, sorry, you guys can't see that. Let me zoom out again. And yeah, I know you guys probably can't even see a lot of the color changes. Like, I know that looks exactly the same. It doesn't to me, though. To me, I can see the difference. Okay, we definitely need, let's add a little touch of white, not much. Think it's very blue. My hair is so blue. So this is way too brown. Let's add a lot of cerulean. See if that helps. Yeah, even more cerulean. This is really brown. Added way too much of that. Okay, let's see. Need more blue. It's really brown. Sheesh. Let's just really put in the cerulean. I think it's not light enough. Let's just add some more white. Everybody see how much work this is? Like, this is the amount of mixing I would be doing, even if I was using a brush. This is not isolated to the palette knife. So I'm hoping that you guys are mixing more than you typically do. Actually, tell me in the chat, is this exercise getting you to mix more and to focus more on color mixing as opposed to being distracted by the brush? I know I get distracted by the brush. And who here, is this your first palette knife painting? Tell me in the chat, or have you done this before? I love this exercise. This is one of my favorite exercises to do when I've taught beginning painting. I always do a palette knife painting, and it really gets people to loosen up, be more direct. It taught me so much. All right. I don't know that that's great, but I'm going to put it down. I think on this side, this color is probably a little better. Like that. Actually, it's very purple down here. Let's add a little bit of alizarin because I can see that this tuft of hair, it's a little bit more red than the hair up here. Like the hair up here is actually very bluish. Okay, does everybody see that relationship? So I compared the color of their hair here to the color of their hair here, and they're really different. This is very red and actually a lot of burnt sienna. So let's mix one over there. This might be too much, but let's do it anyway. Okay, let's see. Actually, I want to scrape this off because this is too much. Okay, so let's try this like reddish. That's pretty good. It's just hard because the value is pretty similar. I'm going to add a little more of that at the top. This side needs blue. It's not good. I'm going to take this. I need more cerulean. By the way, if you guys are getting a palette knife, don't get the plastic ones. The plastic ones are just the worst. I really don't like those. They don't have a lot of strength or flexibility. They're just really inflexible, and it is very helpful, you guys, to have an offset palette knife. Does everybody see this? See, this one doesn't have that. I don't like these. Like, to me, these are really hard to use. But that, again, that's my opinion. I mean, it's up to you guys what you want to use. Okay, so I like really dunked this. The cerulean blue. And I'm going to scrape off because I don't like this purple that I had back here. We're going to just put in some of this blue. Oh, much better. Okay. Hopefully you guys can see this is very blue. This is more red. Look at those relationships. Don't just say, how do I mix this one color? How do I mix this one color? That's how you end up with a portrait that's very fragmented. Okay. Look at those relationships. Okay. I'm going to, oh crap. Oh, I put the blue in the wrong place. Shoot. I wanted to add some of that more brownish red up here at the top. I mean, my hair is not that black, actually. My hair is pretty brown compared to, like, I have siblings and my siblings don't have the light hair that I have. Okay. So now we have a value relationship. Now we need to get in the shirt and definitely the background. Okay. We have a question from Closer to Our Savior. Is the purpose of painting with a palette knife supposed to be impressionistic, or is it just a way of applying oil paint to the canvas in early stages? You can use a palette knife anytime you want. You can do it in the beginning, you can do it at the end. It doesn't really matter. You can use it impressionistically, but you don't have to. And actually, if you guys saw, this is a painting that I did in the water mixable oil painting streams. I haven't finished it yet. I'm still working on it, but I think there's like four streams on this. Okay. So if you guys look at this series, we do have this one stream where I only use the palette knife. And this was the second layer of paint when I was really trying to build things up. And you can see that it does help me create a certain degree of body on the painting. So go back and watch that stream because that's a good example of where the palette knife comes in early into the image. Nolan said, do you paint portraits in oil often? I used to. I don't paint much anymore, but that was like my thing. When I was in art school, I was like, I'm a portrait oil painter. Not so much now. Justin is asking, what's your favorite brand of palette knife for heavy use knife? Actually, I don't know what brand this is. I've had this knife. This one is Liquitex, but this is not my favorite knife. It's the shape. It's not the brand. I mean, here's the thing. With brushes and palette knives, I'm not very loyal to certain brands. I just go to the art store and I just pick up the brush and I say, oh, do I like this? Paints are a different story. Paints, I am pretty much a Winsor & Newton girl. But yeah, brushes and palette knives, I really don't think that matters much. Sarah says, I've not painted portraits using a knife because I find it difficult to get details, but now I'm going to definitely give it a shot after watching you paint. So here's the thing, you guys, this exercise, it is not about details. You cannot do details with this, but that's why it's a great exercise because it eliminates the desire to do details so that you just focus on the color mixing. Like this is an exercise. Some people can paint like this, that's fine, but I see it as a mixing exercise, a way to be more bold with the paint and just slap it down and not try to fuss. Because I'm a fussy painter. I will go in and fuss with a brush, but the palette knife keeps me from doing that, which is really, really nice. Jazz is asking, is this portrait in oils? It is water mixable oil paints. So you guys can see this is the brand, it's Winsor & Newton. And these are their water mixable oil colors. I like it better than acrylic because acrylic dries too fast for me, but it's up to you guys. You can totally do this in acrylic. That's fine. Soyton Lee says, is the red because of reflection off your shirt? You're ahead of me, Soyton Lee. If you guys look, there's a little bit of reflected light here. You probably can't see it on the webcam. Actually, if I do this, you might. So if I take a sheet of paper, everybody see that? Okay, so if I do this, you'll see the color changes because this is a white sheet of paper that I'm holding. And then when I do this, it's a little bit more red, probably because of my shirt. So that's really nice. Well, guys, you know why I had a rough week? This is why I overdid it, because I was editing this drawing tutorial with my colleague, Kathy Speranza, because it's been sitting around for like, oh, it's embarrassing. It's been sitting around for like 8 months. And I was like, oh man, I'm really going to work this. And I went on this like editing marathon, which I should not have. It was too much, but it is done. I just have to do the sound mix. And I'm hoping to get it released very soon. San K is asking, do you know if I can use water mixable oils on a wood panel or canvas? Yeah, as long as it's primed, gesso or rabbit's skin glue, whatever it is you're using, you'll be fine. Because yeah, these water mixable oils, they will eat through a raw canvas. All right, let's get in some of that shirt. Because although the shirt is not a huge part of this image, it does really impact what is going on. Okay, just move all this stuff. Okay, let's start with alizarin. And actually, just for the sake of demo, let me just show you guys what straight alizarin looks like. It looks like blood. Well, on the webcam, it actually looks very orange, but this is alizarin crimson. It definitely has to come down in terms of saturation, and it needs a little bit of body for white because alizarin crimson is quite transparent. So I'm going to add a little bit of white, not very much. And now you can see it's way too bright. And actually, I should mix a bigger quantity because I know that's definitely not going to be enough paint for that area. And a lot of people will say to me, okay, I mixed this color. I can't get it right. Every time I try to mix it, it's a little bit off. Who here has that problem? Who here has been, oh, how do I mix that color? I can't get it. Guys, it doesn't matter. It's okay for there to be subtle variations in your color. It's fine. Especially if you paint from life, there's gonna be shifts. It does not have to be that precise. It really does not. I mean, if you guys are after precision, take a photo. It's just a lot easier. Okay, I'm going to tone it down. Like, let me just show you guys what this looks like. Yeah, it's got a little bit more body, so that's helping. But I need a little bit of green to bring it down. So I'm going to add a little bit of ultramarine. Let's bring in raw sienna. I feel bad that I was so not nice to raw sienna earlier. Now I'm trying to appreciate it. Okay. I'm like Prussian blue. Prussian blue thinks it's all that. You know, it made me think I was missing out, but now I don't think I am. Okay, let's try this color again. It's a little bit dark. I'm looking at the value. So that's another thing, is you guys have to start distinguishing when you mix a color. Is it a value problem? Is it a saturation problem? Because those are two very different things. How dark is a color is very different than how bright is a color. Okay. So this creeps up like this. I'm not going to add any of the wrinkles. I just want to put down like a base color so I know what's going on. And honestly, you guys can't really evaluate the color until your entire canvas is covered. So if you guys are working on a painting and you're like, oh, I can't figure this out, you make sure the whole canvas is covered first. Okay, so there's my shirt. And you can see a little bit over here. So we're just gonna put a little blob to fill that in. Okay, so there's my shirt. It's very crooked. I don't know, I'm always crooked. My daughter actually said to me the other day, she's like, why is one of your eyes less wide than the other? I'm like, I don't know, just is. That's the way real life is. Nobody's that perfect. Okay, now let's do the background, okay? How many of you guys have skipped the background in the past? Confess, it's time to confess. Because a lot of people say, oh, it's a portrait, I just need to work on this. But no, the background impacts what is happening in here. Okay, so let's try to mix that. And Walber is asking, what is saturation? Saturation is the intensity of a color. So for example, everybody see this cadmium red? This is the most intense this red will ever be. Straight out of the tube is usually the most intense saturation. Now, a color that is very muted, like this one, this is low saturation. It's just a fairly muted color. It's not that bright. Because the thing is, the second you add something to the cadmium red light, the saturation goes down. So straight out of the tube is the brightest saturation that you guys can get. Hutchin is asking, can I sell the paintings if I use the photos from Flickr? Yeah, go ahead. Those are there for you guys to use as reference photos. And by the way, the link is in the video description below. You just got to scroll down. It's our free reference photo collection. And you just have to make sure you credit us. You just say that you got the photos from ArtProf, and that's totally fine. If you post it on Instagram, we appreciate a tag so people know where the reference photos come from. And this is a good comment from Emil, who's saying, I think water mixable paints are not necessarily worse, but they are definitely different. I don't see them as worse. I see them as different. They're just, it's almost like another type of paint. Like a lot of people compare the two. I don't even think it's worth comparing the two. They're just so, so different from each other. And Sarah had a question previously. Do you feel you're giving up on any quality when using water mixable oils over regular ones? I don't know if it's the quality as much as it is the way it feels in my brush. It's such a hard thing to describe. But when I put my brush in the water mixables, it doesn't feel as good. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It's weird. It just feels different. It's sort of like the difference between drawing on an iPad and drawing with a pencil on a sheet of paper. Like, I just like the way it feels on the paper more. So it's a touch thing. Dara is asking, can you talk about how you're implementing what we learned on the light, value, color streams? Yeah, for sure. So value-wise, look at this. Okay, this is the darkest value. This is close, but it's a little bit lighter. And then this is very light in value. So that's just value, okay? Now, in terms of saturation, this is pretty saturated right now. This is not, and this is not either. So that's how you can start to break that down. Okay, we're gonna do the background. It's gonna take a little while. The background is hard. Okay, and I'm gonna get, I'm using titanium white, yep. We need a lot of it, so I'm gonna just put a big blob. And I'm gonna look at that background color in relation to my shirt. So if I squint, they're pretty close in value. I'm trying to fit. See, sometimes you have to like pick one. So between my background and shirt, I'm saying, hey, they're pretty similar in value in terms of darkness. But sometimes you got to pick one. Sometimes you got to say, okay, which one really is darker? Oh man, it's a tough call. They're really similar. Oh my God, they're like exactly the same. Sheesh. I'm trying to just look at the value. Let's go with the, they're so similar. I have no idea. Okay, I think what I'm gonna say, I'm gonna think more about saturation then because the value is so similar. Okay, to me, compared to the shirt, the background is like a muddy, muddy green. Really, really muddy with a little bit of blue. Okay, so let's put in, let's do cerulean. I love cerulean. Cerulean is my best friend. it's always there for me. I love it. Okay, let's just start with cerulean. And I want to make it more green. We need way more cerulean. Jeez. Okay. Just really pump that up. And to make it more green, I'm going to use raw sienna. That will make it more green. Still a little bit light value-wise. So if I want to darken that, a really good color to do that with is ultramarine. Ultramarine's great for value. Like if you really want to make something dark, use the ultramarine. That's great for that. Okay, that might be a little bit too light, but you know what? I'm going to do a swatch anyway. Let's just see what that looks like. Oh my God, that is way too bright and way too blue. I need more raw sienna. Okay. I think I started with too much white. See, now I'm paying for it. So actually, you know what I'm gonna do? So I don't go through all my colors, I'm gonna split this in half. I'm gonna put this blob over here. And now when I add the raw sienna and a little bit more ultramarine, now I can increase the darkness way faster. Like if I kept this here, I would have had to mix in double that amount, which is kind of a pain in the butt. Okay, let's see how that looks. And it's nice to keep the swatches because then you guys can see the difference. Okay, so look at this. It's harder to see, but you guys see in value, it's a little bit darker and it's a little bit more green. So look at these two differences. It's really, really good to look at that. Emil is asking, can I just add gray when the color is right, but the value is off? You probably don't want to add gray because gray is going to bring down the saturation, which is going to mess with the color. So I think it's better to not mix with gray. I much prefer to just make grays and to tone things down. So if I have a green and I want to make it more gray, instead of adding gray, I'm going to add red. Red is the complementary. So in case you guys missed this stream, this is a stream where I do a complementary color mixing chart, but really it's about grays. And it will teach you guys to see the subtleties in the grays. So I'm not a fan of adding gray because I think it just makes things really, really muddy very, very fast. John Murph is asking, how did you choose green? Was it based on complementary colors? Yep, because when I looked at my red shirt, compared to the red shirt, the background looks very green to me. You're gonna see that, it's very, very common. Okay, let's do this. I was gonna reevaluate this. It's still too, well, let me see. I'm gonna scrape this off, okay? And this might be okay. It might be a little bit too light. I just wanna put it like right next to the red. Oh, it's definitely too light. Okay, so let's increase the value. To do that, I'm gonna get more ultramarine and more raw sienna. So I'm really glad, you guys, that I took out half that blob because it would take double the amount of paint for it to have any impact on that. So that's one way you can save the paint. All right, so we're gonna get more ultramarine, more raw sienna, and the purpose of this is to increase the value. The color is pretty good, but the value is way too light. And so adding the ultramarine is definitely gonna help. Who's having fun mixing, by the way? I find this very relaxing. It's like, I could just do it all day. All right, I'm gonna scrape this off. And let's try this other version that's a little bit darker. Let's see. Okay, that's a lot better. You guys remember, that's where I started. That was the original mixture and this is the final result. Do you guys see the difference? And I got that by mixing, putting it on the panel, changing it, putting it on the panel. Is really nice when you see that. Okay, now the thing is, it does get lighter up here in value for me. So I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna just block in all this like that. And again, this might not be the final result, but at the very least, it's just putting things down like that. All right. I mean, you guys, this background color, it's a different ballgame now. This is not the same painting it was before. And I also need to look at this background in relation to the hair. Like to me, the hair might not be dark enough. Like the value might not be what I want. Yeah, and try to get the color like nice and full. Because if you guys have, you're gonna have white spots. I mean, that's okay. But you don't want like scrapings like that. Like that's not going to look good. You won't be able to see the color very well. Okay, so now I'm going to scrape in some over here. If you hold the palette knife more flat, you're going to get something that's a little bit more big. Okay, let's try that. And then I'm going to try another version of this, but I'm going to add more white because up here, the background's a little bit lighter. So we're just going to take this same color, but just white, just to make it a little bit lighter in terms of value. So yeah, target your mixing and say to yourself, do I need to change the value, make it lighter or darker, or do I need to tone down the intensity, the saturation, or do I need to make it brighter? That's a good way to break it down so you're not overwhelmed, because color mixing can feel that way. It's like, oh my God, there's so much to think about, but you can only do one thing at a time. Actually, I believe somebody posted in the Discord recently. And if you're not in the Discord, you guys should join. We have a lot of fun in there. Somebody was saying that they felt they had so much to learn and they just were very overwhelmed by the quantity of skills that they felt they didn't have yet. Just do one thing at a time. That's why I like this exercise, because it takes away the need to do brushwork. You don't have to do details. So it's like you remove a lot of the factors that can distract you. Because like, I'm not thinking about anatomy right now. I'm not thinking about details. I'm just thinking about color. So isolate those skills. You don't need to do everything all at once. Okay, I'm just trying to even this out so I can see the color a little bit better, like that. Okay, I think I gotta come in on the neck like that. Okay, you guys, that's the basics, okay? You see the value, okay? Darkest in the hair, pretty dark and similar here, and very light in here. Okay, let's do some shadows on the face. Okay, so for that, let's take a good look. I see like a lot of red in here on my cheek. This is pretty purpley. It's very red here. This is very warm. You know, let's do the warm of this tone here. It's very pink. Okay, so for that, I'm going to start with this alizarin crimson just because it's here. And let's just start with this. This is sort of the fun part when you have enough colors on your palette. You can just mix the mixtures that are already there. And that's fun because then you're not having to mix everything from scratch. And the colors feel a little bit more sophisticated because it's not just two colors. Okay, I need a lot of burnt sienna in here. It should be way more brown, a lot more warm, because that was a very cool pink that I was looking at. Might not be dark enough in terms of value. I'm just gonna do a little swatch, let's just see. Oh, that might be okay, actually. It's way darker than I thought it was. Doing more squinting. Yeah, I'm gonna just put a little patch there and then we'll see. See, it gets very blue up here. So I'm gonna just do this at the bottom. This is that very like warm shadow. And it creeps up this way. And then I'm gonna add like a bluish tint going up like that. Yeah, you guys see that's already very, very dramatic. Karen is asking, is real lead white still available? Yeah, you can get flake white or you can get Kremnitz white. Those are the two lead paints for white. I know a lot of people who like swear by flake white. I'm too paranoid to use it. Just know it's lead. So you guys have to make sure that you are very careful with that. Jan is asking, how can oil paint be easier than the other mediums? I think oil paint's just, it's beautiful. Like, it's almost like you can't mess with that. Like, there are certain materials that I think are inherently not that pretty. For example, I think soft pastels always look pretty no matter what you do. I think charcoal is kind of hideous unless you do a great job with it. Oil paint always looks good. Acrylic paint to me doesn't always look good. It's okay. But acrylic, unless you really know how to handle it, it does have that plasticky feel. Oil paint is just gorgeous. It's just, it looks so good, you guys. Yeah, like Nolan is saying, use complementary colors to use as a gray. I think that's way more effective than adding gray. And it looks like people are helping Neil out. Artist says, take a 5-second break. Karen says, splash of cold water, it will wake you up. Yep, it will change the color. So I love that. Oh my God. You guys, we're such nerds. I just love it so much. Or you know what, you guys, when I am working, I have to get up and stretch. I did stretches before the stream. I'm not kidding, because otherwise I get really tired. Jan is asking, am I using canvas? I am not. I am using clayboard, which is a multimedia panel. You can do all kinds of things. You can add ink or gouache, or it says airbrush photo transfers. Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, and I want to also say thank you to Ampersand for providing the panels that we are using today. And also remember, we have Winsor & Newton who provided the water mixable oil paints. Soyton Lee says, did you prime the clay board? You don't have to, because the surface is already primed for you. So no need to do that. I'm glad you're squinting more, Walberti. You guys, so much of this. You're training your eye. Everybody thinks it's about the mixing, okay? And yeah, that's a big part of it, but this is all about looking, like really looking hard. People don't look anymore. Everybody's like too distracted. I mean, this is what I love about painting and drawing. It's like, what other reason would you have to really stare at something for a long period of time? I don't know a lot of people that do that. And I think it's a very special moment. I think you slow down, you really get to know something. A lot of people don't do that anymore. I mean, you guys ever watch Jane Eyre with Michael Fassbender? Like, people would just walk, they just sit there and they would just talk, and there's no smartphones, there's no TV, and they would smoke pipes, and I don't know. It sounds sort of awesome if you, well, not the pipe smoking part, but I don't know. Sitting in a room with Michael Fassbender sounds great. Oh, goodness. All right. Let's see what I can do with these shadow tones. Okay, so it's very red down here. It gets really green down here, and it gets very... What color is that? Here it's quite green. So you know what I'm going to do? I see the green right now, so I'm going to go for it. I'm going to take this original color. Man, cerulean blue, you and me are doing really well. I feel like I'm going on like multiple dates with cerulean blue. Okay, cerulean blue is just helping me right now. It's doing great. And some raw sienna. Yeah, I'm sorry I was mean to you, raw sienna. I'm taking it back. You're coming in useful. Okay, that's probably too green, but let's just stick it in there. It's a little bit too bright. Let me zoom in so you guys can see the color a little bit better. A little bit more. Okay, there we go. It's not dark enough. I'm gonna add a little bit of alizarin. And that will do two things. It will make it darker in value. It will also bring down the saturation. Let's see how that works. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, I'm going to scrape away some of this. Oh yeah, that's a lot better. Do you guys see? This is like really green. This is a little bit muddier and it's a little bit darker. Okay, so let's add that color. All right. And it looks very different. Like here in my palette, it looks more green. Here it looks a little more purple. So it's tricky. Not always easy to do. Oh, let me scrape away. I think I got too much of this color. Ah, shoot. Now I got that yucky. Should pull some of that over here. Okay, there we go. I'm going to add some more here. And it does help you guys once you have a color mixture and you're like, oh, this is pretty good. Push it around the whole painting. Don't just put that one color there. Because if you do that, oh, crap, stuff all over my knife. Once you have a color, you don't want to isolate it. Like you want to really let it push itself all over the place. So one more blue here. Well, I'm going to put a little swatch of it down here. A bit more on the cheekbone. So I'm just placing it in a bunch of areas. Okay, now here it's a little bit more blue. So I'm going to take the same color, but I'm going to add a little bit of ultramarine. So do you guys see how all the colors are related? Because I'm just like adding to the mixtures I already have. I don't mix the colors from scratch. Like you just start adding them to each other. Okay, let's see. Yeah, that's pretty good. It's more bluish. And it's darker in value. I really should put my ear in. You know, I totally ignored my ear. So I'm going to go back to this fleshy tone I had earlier. Because it's pretty light. But you know what? It's like bright red and orange at the top. So I'm going to take this color, which I already had because there's a very dark shadow up there. And there's like bright orange. So I'm going to take this color and add like a lot of cadmium lemon and cadmium red light. Like that's a bright color. Let's see if that works. Ah, it's too orange. We need more cadmium red. I'm afraid of cadmium red. Cadmium red is sort of like wild card. Like it's good in little doses, but not my favorite. I know it looks orange on the screen. It doesn't actually look orange. It looks way more red than what you guys are seeing. And then there's like a little bit. Oh, shoot, that's too much. And actually, I got to pull some of this green around because my ear is looking funky. So let's just add more of this color in there. I lied. I think we might spend another stream on this. Like I'm not even close with some of these colors. All right. I want to put this blue in a couple more spots. We'll see how far I get. I'm not confident right now because it just takes a while. Actually, this is more purple. This is very blue. Actually, I see some blue down here. Oh, sorry, you guys can't see that. Let me zoom out again. So I put a little blue there. This is very purpley. Okay, so what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take this color and I'm gonna add a little bit of alizarin. That might be too much, shoot. It's too red. I'm gonna add a little bit of ultramarine. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I could do this all day. Like, this is just feels really good. Tamili says, I never see middle brown colors. Can you do a video on it? I don't think it's the brown colors that you're not seeing, Tamili. I think it's the middle grays, the value. Because the thing is, whether it's brown or not, depends on the subject matter. I think you're talking about value more than you're talking about color. But really, the middle values, like the whole range of grays in between black and white, that's the hard part. Black and white is easy. It's just like, oh, put down white, put down black. It's not difficult. But the in-between is very hard. And really what you're looking at, Tamili, is the variations in between. So I would recommend, if you really want to work on that, do this color chart, okay? And if you guys do past paint alongs, post them in the Discord, put them in the art alongs channel. So that way you guys can see what other people are up to. Soichen Lee is asking, are you using just studio lights or is there some natural light? Just natural light. I don't have anything else on right now. I'm lucky I've got this really big window. And honestly, I cannot stand painting from artificial light. Artificial light, you don't get as much of the middle tones. You get a lot of dark and bright. It's very straightforward. Like natural light, you will see all the slight changes and subtleties. And so I also think, in addition to painting from life, try to paint from natural light if you can. I know it's more of a hassle because you can only do it during the day and you need to have a good window. But you guys, for me, painting from natural light, it was such a game changer. I don't think I'm an amazing painter, but I was a much better painter when I started using natural light and really starting to see all that stuff. Tamili saying, I'm talking about middle brown skin colors in portrait painting. But here's the thing though, Tamili, you don't know that it's brown. Like right now, the lighting on my face, it's very blue. And so actually you don't get a lot of browns in my face. And this is not just my skin tone. This is the quality of the light on my face is very blue. And so you're not going to get a lot of browns. Because here's the thing, you guys, if I had artificial light, like a lamp on my face, it would be a whole different color scheme. It would not be the same colors. And so that's why lighting is so, so important. Soichen Lee is saying, wouldn't the light be different on the second stream? It won't be if I schedule it at the same time of day. So if I do another weekend stream at 12 o'clock Eastern, it'll be the exact same light. I mean, it'll be a little bit different. Like if it's a cloudy day, it might be a little bit more dim, or if it's like a little bit more bright. But the thing is, the color will stay the same. So the value is going to change a little bit, but the actual colors, like the coolness of the light, that's not going to change because natural light is very cool. So yeah, it might change a little bit, but you know what? You guys have to deal with real life and know that things are never going to be exactly the same. If you want that, just paint from a photo. But I think when you paint from a photo with flush paintings, you're missing out on a lot. Neil wants me to do a second stream. I think I probably am, because I'm not getting far enough. I mean, I haven't even covered the whole panel yet, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a second stream on this. And let's see what else people are saying. God Corporation says, natural light is very tricky, but you get to notice a lot of stuff. It's harder. I mean, you have to look more. You have to deal with the inconvenience of it not being exactly the same. But ultimately, you guys are going to get better results. And that video that I mentioned that I've been editing, Kathy talks a lot about natural light and why it's so critical to her process. So I'm really looking forward to you guys seeing that. Oh, and by the way, those of you guys who are doing self-portraits with me right now, you should post them in the Discord so I can put them on the Art Prof Family Instagram. If you guys didn't know about this Instagram, it's where we post self-portraits from the community. You guys can put it in the Discord. So if you guys go to the Art Prof Fam fan art channel in our Discord, in the pinned message, we have information on how you guys can send us your self-portraits. But oh man, wouldn't that be fun to have all these self-portraits that are painted with palette knives on the Instagram? So yeah, you guys definitely do that. Marie Louise says, I'm really and surprisingly like myself what I've painted. That's great. You guys, this is not a self-portrait, okay? This is a mixing exercise. Just think about it that way. Dennis says, makes sense. Looking at the value, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, separate between value and saturation. They're not the same thing. Giovanni is asking, do you recommend water mixable oils for beginners? I think they're good. I think because, first of all, they're totally safe. I'm painting in my office, which is fine. I would never do that with real oil paints because it's just a pain to clean up. Yeah, I would. And I also think it's good to draw with color. I think if you guys learn to draw with color and then do like oil pastels or chalk pastels, that can be really, really helpful. Okay, so I'm looking at the purple and it's like down. Oh, it's a little bit, this is darker, this is lighter. Okay, so let's, oh, that's way too dark. Okay, so when I'm comparing this to this, which one is darker or lighter in value? This one is darker, this one is lighter. So actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna make the purple lighter, but I'm also gonna darken that blue because I think that blue is not enough. So let me find that blue again, which I believe is this the one? No, that was the background color. Maybe I need to like mix a little bit of this with this. I don't know. I can't remember how I mix that blue. Let's just try it again. Oh, that might be too, oh, geez. Also, you guys, you know what helps is if you mix in small increments. I see a lot of people, they mix like blobs of paint. That is really hard to manage. You guys will notice that my mixtures are, they're very, it's like very small quantities of paint. I generally do not use, oh, that's really dark. I'm gonna leave it. I can always bring it down later. Let's get in some of this purple. This probably all needs to get adjusted, but I'm just gonna leave it for now. Because this is the first pass. I'm gonna do more. Okay, there's definitely some purple here on the chin. This is pretty light. That's a little bit too dark. Let me take some of this purple. I'm going to mix it with some of this flesh tone. Do you guys see how less and less I'm pulling from the straight colors? I'm doing a lot of mixing within the mixtures that are just here. And that's a nice shortcut because you get very sophisticated colors. Okay. That's a nice like peachy. Actually, it's so weird. Like this color looks so light on my palette. It looks very dark here. That's so weird. Okay. And I'm going to pull some of this purple over here above my eyes. Look at that. Okay. And then here it gets very pink. My nose is really pink. So I'm going to take, this is too orange, so I'm going to put some alizarin into this. This is going to be way too bright, but what I'm going to do is I'll tone it down. Actually, it's too orange right now. I got to make it like really red. I know it looks orange in the stream, but it's not. Okay, so now I'm going to bring it down with some of this original sort of like base color. So it's pink, but it's not quite so intense, not quite so dark. Let's try that. Okay, so let's do just a little bit of my nose. Hard to say. Maybe a little bit of cadmium. It feels a little bit too purpley because cadmium red has a lot of yellow in it. It's a very yellowy red. Let's try that. This little, oh shoot, that's a little too much in the middle. And let's do a little bit of my lip. My lip is a little more purple. So maybe I'll use some of this. That's kind of nice. Let's try that color. Yeah, a lot of I'm noticing in the stream, my reds look orange, but I'll post it later in the Discord and you guys can see. Oh, wow, that is way too dark. Oh, my God. All right, let's really tone that down. Okay. Let's redo that lip. And there definitely is a highlight, but I'm not going to put it in right now because I have other stuff. Actually, the upper lip is quite dark. So I'm going to take this color that I had. And it's pretty purpley. So let's add a lot of ultramarine. Again, ultramarine is what you want to use. Like when you guys really want to darken it, it's so good for that. So is alizarin. Okay, let's just get... I just want to pump up the value by the mouth. Okay, this is where it's like, you want to do details, but you just can't. And that's fine. And then underneath the chin, there's quite a bit of that too. I just want to get more established. I mean, I definitely am going to do another stream, but I just want to get, at the very least, some of the features put in there. So actually over here, I'm going to take some of this dark purple and I'm going to mix it with this. That's kind of a nice shift. Another thing is by mixing all the mixtures here, it's like you're creating a whole family of colors. Like they're all related, which is very nice. Okay. And this is very green. Wow. That's super green. I'm going to take this. Raw sienna, I'm sorry. I'm just going to apologize. I feel so bad. It was so insensitive of me to speak to you that way. Okay. Is that that? More squinting, guys. Squint, squint. Down here. Okay, and I really need value here. That is way too light. So I'm going to just grab some of this dark blue, maybe a little more alizarin. I don't really like how, not alizarin, ultramarine. I don't like how bluish that got. Maybe a little bit more alizarin. That's another thing, you guys, is if you start with fewer colors, you really get to know the colors. Like I know ultramarine. I know what's going on with ultramarine. See, the thing is, like, here's cobalt blue. I haven't used it. This is like you meet somebody new. You don't know them that well, okay? I know ultramarine blue and me, we go way back, okay? So that's really what it is. I'm gonna darken the top part of that chin. And there's definitely more value. Whoops. Down there. Okay. I definitely need to add, I mean, I have very dark eyes, so I'm going to just put in, this is going to look really creepy, but I need to put them in for value. Like that. Oh, that is creepy. Ooh. I look like those people, who here watched the X-Files in the 90s? Remember they always had those people with like the black eyes and they were like all very creepy. I feel like I look like that. Okay, so at the very least, that gives me some of the value structure. Oh, and I didn't do the shadow under my nose. That's very purpley. So I'm gonna reuse this purple here. Let's try that. I'm trying to make that a little bit more round looking. Okay, so there's the shadow. And I definitely need to add highlights here. So I'm going to add, let's just mix another foundation color that I had earlier. Walbert is saying so much mixing. Exactly. Like, a lot of people have no idea how much you have to mix. And oftentimes when I critique, especially art school portfolios, people are just going straight for one color. It's like, maybe they'll mix a little bit of white. Maybe they'll put a little bit of brown, but it's like, it doesn't really go beyond that. You have to go this far, you guys. Okay. We need more of that like light color that I began with. It's pretty yellow. Oh, I need more white. I'm having a lot of fun. Who's having fun mixing? This is just so fun. At the very least, you guys have fun. Like, even if your painting looks like crap, you can just say, you know what? I had fun. That's worth it. And don't ever tell yourselves, you guys, that, oh, because I didn't make a good painting, that was a waste of time. It is never a waste of time, okay? This could be the crummiest painting on the whole planet. It is not a waste of time. That's like saying if you're an athlete, I went for a run today. That was a waste of time. I didn't break a world record. It doesn't work that way, okay? All right, let's put down a little swatch. Oh man, that is way too pink. Oh, so pink. All right, let's do the same thing. I'm gonna reserve half the blob here. I'm gonna put it here and add more white because otherwise I'm gonna go through three tubes of white, which is not so fun. Okay. And it's like, you guys, this does not look like me. Who cares? It's just color mixing. Okay. Just want to give myself more of a nose. It's too pink. We need some cadmium light. By the way, who here is surprised by the amount of mixing? Tell me in the chat, is this the amount of mixing you guys thought you were going to see, or is it more, or is, maybe it's less? Who knows? Nolan says, oh my God, I love the X-Files. I watched every episode. My favorite episode is the vampire episode with Luke Wilson when Scully's doing the like autopsy and she's like putting a giant in dust. I tried to get my kids to watch it and they didn't like it. I was like crushed. I tried to get my kids to watch The Princess Bride because I have that movie like memorized. I could recite the whole Battle of Wits and they didn't like it. I was like, how can you not like this? I was so sad. Oh my God. I think I just have to accept that if I like it, they won't. It makes me sad though. Okay, I'm just trying to like fill a little bit more. And I know there's more here above the eye. By the way, I'm going to give a shout out to Al C. Thank you so much for the super chat. We greatly appreciate your support. Any contribution you guys make, it helps because we really, really want Art Prof to stay 100% free. And for that to happen, we need donations. So help us when you can. Because you know what, you guys? When you donate, you're helping somebody who can't. You're helping a kid in a place where they can't afford it, where there's no art education. So it's not just helping us, you're helping the community when you guys donate. So keep that in mind. Okay. Because some of you guys I know will never be able to afford to pay for an art class. I know that's true. Some of you can. And that's fine, but there's a lot of people who can't. And that really was why I started Art Prof, was to make sure everybody had a fighting chance. I think I need a little bit more pink up there. Let's get some of this. Yeah, because that's going to contrast nicely. Oh my God, I look like, what's up with, I didn't put like any shadows up there, crap. Let's fix that. Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna look a little creepy, but I think I'm gonna look less creepy with bad shadows than no shadows. Bad. Okay, that's a little bit less scary looking. And it's actually very green up here. So thank goodness I have this little bit of green. It's hard because I keep squinting, but then I'm like, I don't want to paint myself squinting. Like I look like an idiot. Okay, so let's get some of that green. There, now I have a little bit of a bridge. Now I don't look so scary. Who else here can recite half of Princess Bride? Oh, I just want to keep going on this, but I feel like I might need to step away. Because the thing is, if it dries, then you can really play with it more. Like it is starting to get quite wet right now, but I do want to give myself more of a nose. So I'm not quite so scary looking. I'm actually going to make this whole nose red. I know that's creepy, but I do want to get a little blob of light blue because there is that like spot of highlight on my nose. So I'm going to do white with like just a little bit of blue. Ugh, shoot, get off. Like this. Just so next time it's there. Yeah. Because obviously these transitions are not great right now, but Conceptual Truth says, I love the Art Prof model for education. Wish there was more like this for all kinds of disciplines. You know what, Conceptual Truth, that's changing. I think when people see more what's possible and that people need this, I think it's going to happen. I mean, you guys would not believe the crap I got in academia. People were so angry at me for doing this. And I think now with online teaching, some people are starting to see, wow, this has value. Maria says, I know the internet has flaws, but just think free art education for people all over the planet would not be possible without it. Random thing that I think about while watching paint mixing. Yeah, for sure. And Henri says, long time ago, I used to paint with oil. I can't remember how much time mixing costed. I only remember the nice feeling to mix it. Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing for sure. Yeah, Khan Academy. I definitely looked at them as somewhat of a model because they are free as well. Okay, let's do a little bit more pink at the top. I just feel like my forehead got really flat all of a sudden. Maybe up here. I mean, this is all sort of like white of the canvas. Okay, let's squint. Oh, I need more pink here. See, now that I have a palette built up, it's like I don't have to work as hard anymore. It's nice. You can really just start pulling from the palette. Actually, I'm going to use some of this like really scary bright orange because it actually might be helpful over there. Let's try that. It's starting to get pretty muddy though. Let me do a little bit more over here because I didn't really have a chance to fill in this section. Actually, this part is very light, so I'm going to take some of this light blue and I'm going to mix it in with this tone that I started with. Okay, so that's making this a little bit less saturated. So let's bring this down in saturation like that. I just really want to fill in this area because I don't want this to have no paint on it when I go in for a second layer. And actually, this is pretty dark, so let's pull in some of that. Ugh, that neck is starting to look like a mess. That's okay. Again, this is a mixing exercise. So the final result, you guys, doesn't matter. As long as you take away something that you have learned about color mixing, that's the only thing that matters. Who cares about the painting? What matters is you guys had an experience. Got to bring this dark back. I sort of lost that. Bring back the chin and let's get like really bright reflected light. Let's just stick it in. This might be way too much, but I'm just going to do it. And if I hate it, I'll paint over it next time. Okay, let's see if this works. This reflected light. Ooh, I don't like that. Does that need more yellow? I can't tell. Okay, we're gonna do another pass of this like light blue in here. Ugh, crap. That was not good. That's not what I wanted. Okay, that is one more thing I need to do. White with a little touch of blue, because I really want those highlights to be like a frosty blue. I think this is why I like to frost cakes. It's always the best part. Okay, so this is starting to hint at some of the highlights. Maybe down here as well. Let's get some of that cool action. Like that. And Moad says, remember, we don't make mistakes, just happy little accidents. And you get an experience. Remember that, you guys. It's, yeah, I mean, accidents are nice, but it is fun to just have an experience. Walber's asking, how did Art Prof begin? Oh, wow, that's a big story. You should go back and watch my video. The thumbnail says why. Oh, no, that's another video. It says how I became Art Prof. Watch that video. Just look it up. And you guys can hear the whole story. Yeah, Seven Angelic says, not the destination, it's a journey. Feel cheesy saying that, but it's true. Oh, yeah. All that stereotypical stuff that you read about, it's like all the stuff about being a parent, it's all true. Like all the I was like, I'm not going to, I totally am that parent yelling at their kid in the grocery store. It's very funny the way that works. All right, guys, please join me in the Art Prof Discord and the Art Alongs channel. The Discord invite is in the YouTube video description below. Subscribe to the Art Prof YouTube channel so you can continue to grow and develop as an artist. And a big thank you to our top Patreon supporters. You guys make it possible for us to keep Art Prof 100% free and available with no paywall. And look at this, you guys. We have a second column on the second slide. I'm very excited about this, but a lot of empty space on that slide. I'd love for you guys to join. Everybody, thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye.